So here's a question for you. Do I deserve to live somewhere like Hawaii? These days of pandemic and economic strife and political upheaval make us all realize we don't live forever. Now, this doesn't mean we should be in a rush to do something we shouldn't do, but do I actually deserve to live my life and include something like the paradise of Hawaii in my plan? And absolutely, of course you do. You know, after all these years living here in Hawaii, 30 years now, and being a realtor, I meet just one person after another who said, oh, I love, 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 love Hawaii, but I could never live here. Oh, no. Because it's either, well, you know, I have the kids or the grandkids over there. Well, it's just too much of a jump, or, you know, what we do for recreation or our work, those kind of things. And of course, there are some very sensible considerations to all that. But part of it is, it's almost like some people don't think they deserve to be brave and live somewhere that is out of the box, away from the familiar territory of home. And that's not wrong, but what do they say? That tall ships are safe in the harbor, but that's not what tall ships are made for. They're made for sailing out in the big ocean and believing that we can make our way. So part of this whole theme of moving to Hawaii or getting a place here includes the courage it takes to live the life we say we really want. And that's what this whole podcast is really about, is to give you the details and some of the introductions to people and places that make this such a great place to be, but also to encourage the courage to live the life you really want. So that's what we're talking about here. All the best. It's from Forrest and Sandra over here on the Big Island, saying aloha for now.